The World's Mary Kay Magstad is based in Beijing, but her reporting trips take her to many other places like Southeast Asia, Mongolia, Pakistan, Nepal. Today she's in, well, that's where you come in. The country we want you to name for today's GeoQuiz is a landlocked kingdom in the Himalayas. If you plan to travel there, keep in mind there's a national dress code, and be prepared to dodge arrows. Archery is the national sport. So let's aim and release the answer in just a few seconds. Today, Mary Kay, you're in, well, you tell us, where are you?
I'm in Thimphu, the capital of Bhutan. And in fact, I'm speaking to you from the main drag, which is called Norzin. As I look around, the people who are passing me include Buddhist monks in cherry red robes, young guys in black leather jackets and jeans, and then a lot of Bhutanese wearing their traditional national dress, which for women is like a long sarong, and for men is a tunic down to their knees with black knee-high socks and black shoes.
So what I know about Bhutan is that it's a landlocked kingdom in the Himalayas, and I guess if people know anything about Bhutan, that may be it. So we need you to help us better understand Bhutanese identity in about 4 minutes or less, so hope you're up for the challenge. Now, you said there's a national dress code there. Do people obey that?
Well, people are supposed to obey the dress code as much as possible, certainly when visiting government offices, when going to ceremonies. In the countryside, people wear the national dress pretty much all the time. In Thimphu, where a lot of young people have come from the villages to get a higher education, they seem to prefer Western dress when they can wear it. The kids I've talked to and the teenagers, young people, are saying, it's important to us to have a strong sense of Bhutanese identity, to speak the language, and we feel proud of being a part of this culture. You know, when I ask what Bhutanese identity is, it often goes to what Buddhist identity is, to be compassionate, to be considerate, to do something to help the society around you. Something else people might know about Bhutan is that this is the country that came up with the idea of gross national happiness, of not just judging a country's success by how well the economy is doing, but by the well-being of its people.
And if Bhutan has this gross national happiness matrix, do people look happy?
It's interesting that you ask that. I was actually talking to someone who's in the Royal Palace, who's actually the press secretary to the king. He was saying, look, I wouldn't say everyone here is happy. That's not the point. Bhutan does measure more highly on the scale than many countries when asked about, how happy people are. But the point is that when the government's making policy, when it's approaching development, that it keeps these measures in mind. Not just, is this going to improve our economy, but is it going to improve the well-being of our population? Is it going to do undue harm to the environment? If it is, we're not going to do it. They even consider the spiritual aspect of a place before they build or develop there. And if a place is considered sacred, it won't be developed, or it will be developed very carefully in a way that's respectful.
Now, if Bhutan had to identify itself through sports, it would be archery. The U.S. has baseball, Brazil has soccer. Bhutan has archery. Have you seen any arrows flying?
Absolutely. Right now, the Bhutanese World Cup in archery is going on. This is only involving Bhutan, but it's about 25 teams. It's just hilarious to watch because you have the team that's shooting on one side of the field, and on the other side, you have the team that's watching and sort of jeering and making fun and, sometimes going right up to the target, only backing off when they see the arrows coming in.
I was going to say, isn't that dangerous?
It would seem so, because I saw a couple of situations where the arrows came within a couple of inches of someone's foot. But, everyone sort of laughed it off and, seemed to be just enjoying themselves. When someone hits the target, it doesn't have to be a bullseye. It can just be hitting the actual target. The teams dance and chant and, sort of celebrate the fact that someone actually hit the target. And then in the middle of the field, you have the most mellow dogs in the world who are just lying in the sun and ignoring the arrows.
And you apparently have some video. Do you have the dogs in the frame?
I do.
Okay, look forward to that. The World's Mary Kay Magstad in Thimphu, the big small town capital of Bhutan, the answer to today's GeoQuiz. Mary Kay, watch out for low-flying arrows. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Marco.
Now let's cheer all of the winners who texted in correct answers today, especially Anna from Naperville, Illinois, Fadi from San Diego, and Jordan from Louisville, Texas. If you want a chance to be a GeoQuiz winner next week, just text the word GeoQuiz to 69866. This is PRI.